This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. We're continuing in our discussion of the surface on the outside of a kli being covered over with something which is tofel to it, and what is its association with the kli itself. Biyachas to kabolas, havoras, tuma v'chadoyme. Mecham. A mecham is a kli. You'll recognize the word from modern day Ivrit, which means like a kettle, except that our kettles are made out of metal. This one was made out of kli cheres. They borrowed the word from here. Mecham shetfoloi b'choymeu b'charsis. They covered over with cement, like a thick layer of cement. B'choymeu is like what you have by the table. Is b'choymeu b'lvenim. B'charsis is some type of thin layer. And the mecham became tome. Hanegeh b'choymeu tome. Somebody who touches the choymer, to say it's the kli itself became tame. Somebody touched the choymer, which is a thicker, stuck with a tightness, becomes existentially part of the kli. So memela, it's called part of it, and therefore it's mekabel tuma as well. Ubecharsis, but if oichlu mashke is negeh to the charsis, over here it's tohor. Now really, we had a machloikis about this type of thing before. Protection on the outside that you need, that you don't need. It seems that over here it's a davar pashut that you need it, and could be that the pshat is, this is where the mefarshim explain it, is that the mecham needs an extra level of protection on the outside because it has the heat against it. It's used on the fire. So mele, it does need some type of insulation against the power of the heat. So mele, because of that, it's a davar pashut, even though the kli is a kli bari, it needs the protection, but it's only a thicker one which is attached to it, which is considered part of it. A charis is protected, but we don't look at it as a chelik of the kli itself. So therefore it's tar. Kumkum, this is another word that they borrowed in Ivrit. Kumkum is a bigger kli than a mecham, and it's used to hold on to hot water. Today they call it a kumkum chashmali, an electric kumkum. Shenike vasoi bezefes. Got a hole in it, became tohor. The hole was big enough that it was metar the kli. Kimavur lil vasoy bezefes. He put in zefes pitch to plug the hole. Rabbi Yosi metar. Rabbi Yosi holds that does not make the kli now royal lekabel tumo. Sheini yochel lekabel sacham kitzainin. It's not effective the zefes to plug the hole that should go back to its usage of hot water. Now this is clearly lafuki that we had in Mishnah Gimel, that a chavish shenikvo v'nistmai de zefes, it goes back to being a kli ru'uya lekabolas tumo. So the chilik over here is clear, because it's a mecham, it's a kumkum, and a kumkum can't, its usage is with hot water, so it can't be used when it's only plugged by the zefes. Now the klal over here is not an automatic, because it had its previous use, it can't go back. Because look at the next line. V'chein hoya, this is Rabbi Yosi, saying that the same svara applies. V'chein hoya oime b'kli zefes. And what it means to say, the Rav explains, is kli zefes, kelim that are made of zefes itself, can't be used for hot. Now, kli zefes, I never heard of it, you never heard of it, but there is such a thing. The reason why he holds it's not a kli b'chlal is because he holds that it can't hold on to hot water. Now, it's obviously a kli that's made for cold water. It's not a kli that's made for hot water. It's not a mecham, a kumkum, that's miyuchid for holding on to hot water. So why would over here there be a problem? You have a cold water cup. This would go back to the need that we discussed. You have a paper cup that if you're going to use it as a hot cup, it'll melt on impact. So it's not a kli. It's not a kli. For us, it'll be in the gehal local maizagam in the tils today. Why is it not? It can't be used for hot water. But what do you mean? It's a cold water cup. It's got to be a cold water, put it by a water fountain. Givaldi. Of course it's a kli. Why not? So if Yosi holds the fact that it can't be used for hot water renders it not a kli, which needs a hesber. The chovish and nistema also can't be used for hot water. So what you have to say is that a chovish, which is a kli that's used for storage, both of cold, both of hot, since it's miyud mitchila as a kli for cold, and it was also able to be used for heat, for hot water, that has a shame kli. Rabbi Yosi is telling you that if it can't be used for hot, that doesn't have a shame kli. A cold water cup that'll melt on impact from hot water doesn't have a shame kli. Agav will add that it would seem that Kli Zephis is clearly Kli. What's Zephis? Zephis is some type of substance that comes out of trees. You see that a sticky substance, like a sap that comes out of trees, is called Kli Eitz. This would be a makar also for rubber. Rubber is also a sticky substance that comes out of certain types of trees in India, Southeast Asia, whatever it is. Agavan Naxal in Yonenu. Shteto, that something that can't be used for hot is not a Kli. But something that was able to be used for hot and cold, it got a hole, and now the plugging of the hole is strong enough to withstand, to seal it, legabe cold, but it won't withstand heat. That's a shame Kli. Why is that? See, here we have a big vort. In Chidushi Hagrach Alashas, he has on this Indian, Kumkum Shunike Vasoy Bezefes, and it's in the Ginze Grach Sim Kufu Test. He says a big vort. Reb Chaim says that it sounds like over here that a Kli Shenikev is not the pshat that's not a Kli. It's a Kli Shenikev. Sometimes something breaks, it shatters to pieces, it's ice. A Kli that has a hole in it is a Kli that's tahor because it can't be used, but it's a Kli with a hole. When you plug the hole, what it does is it reestablishes that same Kli that it was. Therefore, the Kli that it was that got a hole, even though the plugging of the hole is effective only legabi cold, not legabi heat, it does not matter because the Kli be'etzem had a shame Kli because it was roi for heat, even though now it won't be. Mashenkin, a Kli that's made originally and all it is a cold water cup and it can't be used for heat, that's not a Kli. It's a tifavar. Now all this is the first line of the Rav that explains that Kli Zephis is Kalim Ha'asuyim and Ha'Zephis Atzmai. This comes from the Rambam. You see it very clearly. The Rambam brings the din of Kumkum and the din of Nikev and the din of Kli Zephis in two different places. In Hilchas Kalim Perek Yutes Perchov, it's two separate halachas. However, the Rav then brings the Rabbi Yisai Pirshu that Kli Zephis is not a Kli that's made out of Zephis. It's bekelim hasfusim. It's kelim that are smeared with zephes. And the Rav explains that this is really what's mavur behemshach haMishnah. The Mishnah continues, klei nechoshesh shesfoson tohoirim. Klei nechoshesh, the assumption is that even if you cover it over with zephes, you smeared it with this zephes, it doesn't really need it. So memel doesn't become part of the kli. It's not existential to the kiyum kli tohoirim. V'im liyayin, if you're using the klei nechoshes to contain yayin, so then it has to be crack-free, and then the zephis, or maybe it has to do with bacteria, then the zephis is important, so then the zephis becomes part of the etzem klei nechoshes, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying klei zephis is biyachas to that, but not klei zephis biyachas to something that has hot and not cold. There's no makar to what we explained before. There's no makar according to this second pshat the Rav, which by the way is also the pshat the Rash. Mishnas Taharis tells Tzu that the machlokes the Rambam the Rash is about something that we mentioned before. We said inherently state in the Mishnah that a kli made out of zephes, because it's sticky residue that comes out of a tree, also has a din of kliates. Lemaisa they have makaris that the Rash and Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Samach Vav is not masking Tzifazak. Sticky substances that come out of a tree is not the Eitz itself. We don't see that as Dumya the Eitz. Only Eitz in themselves are Kli Eitz. What we said is that the Nafkamina of this type of Chakira is the Gabi rubber. Take a look at the Rash. He brings the idea in Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Zayin, and there's a case over there of a Mafat Shel Shifo Vegemi. It's made out of this type of material. Gemi is rubber. And the Rash says over there that's not cleates, and it's mekabel tumah only as tumas medris because it's something that's roi lishka v'leishavalov. Tumas medris. The says the Rash is telling you two things. First of all, that gemi rubber is not mekabel tumah, A. B, even if it's not mekabel tumah, generally speaking, it's not min ha-mekabelas tumah, but if it's miyuchad le-medris, it's mekabel tumah as such. The first part, like we said, the Rambam is mavur not that way, so that's one machlokes rishonim. The second part, that it could be tomei medrus even without being roi lekabel tumah as a min kli eitz, is also a chiddush. And kanira that the rishonim are going to argue about that also, he brings also makaris that there's such a machlokes. Mishnah Ches. Vayta, we continue the same inyan. Chovis shenikva, a kli cheres that's used as a chovis, and it was punctured, by even where it would become ois kli vaso. You fixed it bezefes, you plugged the hole. Yosem mitzarka, you didn't just plug the area where the hole is, but you smeared more on the outside of the kli. And lamaisa, the chovis became tameh. Anything that touches, and again, bitzorka, whatever touches the chelik of the zephis, which was necessary to plug the hole, that's considered part of the kli. Yosem mitzorka, if the oichel mashke from the outside of the kli touches the chelik of the zephis, which is not necessary for the steam of the kli tohar, that's not mechuber, it's not bottled to the kli. Zephis shenotvo ala chovis. What happens when there's pitch that dripped onto the chovitz? It's not nekuva. You didn't need it to plug a hole. So it's just spatting over there while you were making the zephyrs that dripped on it. Hanegea batar. That's partial. Because mamish not necessary. If when you put on the zephyrs and it's necessary, but the part that's extra that you just smeared on generously is not considered a chibur to the kli, certainly if it just dripped. What's the chiddush over here this din? So Tos Yomtiv says that's like a zuve and tzarek lemezu. Mishnah Achrayinu says not so geshmak to say on a whole din the Mishnah zuve and tzarek lemezu. If you look at the Rosh, it sounds like maybe there's another chiddush over here that the zephis over here that dripped to the top, so maybe over there would be different than on the side. Ayin shom. Mashpech shel eitz v'shel cheres shep kokoi b'zephis. A mashpech is a funnel, we had this before, so it has a hole on the bottom of the kli where the wine is poured into a chavis. Shel eitz v'shel cheres, if it's made of eitz or cheres, shep kokoi, bezefes. Rabbi Lozo ben Azariah mitame, he's mitame the mashpech. Both of it's made from eitz, if it's made from cheres, why? Because right now it's a roi to be mishtamish as a kli. It's a kli that has a base kibble. That means like this, you put in zephis and you plug the bottom of the funnel. So it's shaped like a funnel. It's supposed to be a funnel. It's not very helpful to have the bottom closed up. But lamaisa, now it's a kli with a base kibble. Before that it wasn't. We had earlier that a mashbeh, if it could be turned on its side, then it's in certain cases we would want it to hold on. There could be mekalatum, but the push of the mashbeh, a push of the funnel doesn't have a base kibble. But over here it's plugged with zephis, it has a base kibble. So there's three shittas over here in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lozo ben Azariah mitame. Rabbi Lozo ben Azariah is mitame both of them. L'chari, what he's holding is that now that you plugged it with zephis, and now there's a base kibble. Rabbi Kiva mitame b'shal eitz, mitame b'shal cheres. He's mechalik that the funnel, which is made out of eitz, and you plugged it with zephis, is yekli, and it's mekabel tumo. Cheres, and you plugged it with zephis, is not, it's tohor. That's hard to understand. We have that. We have to explain. Rabbi Yosi mitayr b'shneim. Rabbi Yosi holds, the Mefarshim say, that stimas pi hamashpech loy chashiv estima, the Rav says. It's kilo loy nistam. Why? Because the Mefarshim explained, you're going to take it off. The mashpech is designed like a funnel. It's partial, it's a no-brainer. It's going to be used as a funnel. It's not a cup. So in Mela, eventually you're going to pull off the bottom. It's something foreign. If it's foreign, it doesn't belong there. So maybe we don't see it as part of the kli, therefore both of them are not a kli. So Rabbi Yosi is quite understandable. Rabbi Lozo ben Azariah is understandable. What is Rabbi Kiva holding that there's a chil with shel eitz or shel cheres? So there's a few pshatim over here in the Mefarshim. One pshat is the Rav brings down, is that what we said before, that zephis is something that comes from a tree. So it's considered minoy, biyachas to shaleitz. That means to say that it's a natural stima, like on the wall of a chavis. The wall of a chavis, it's not going to come off. You're not going to take it off. It's here to plug it. There was a hole. You put it on. Shalom Yisrael, it'll stay there. But over here, it's going to come off. So to see it as naturally part of the kli, not so simple. It's only when it's made out of something which complements the kli, and the kli over here is made out of eitz, and the stima of zephis is also something from a tree. So you could see it as one zach, and it becomes part of the kli, and now it's a kli with a base kibble. Masha'enkin, b'shol cheres, cheres, zephis, they have nothing in common. Therefore, the cheres that will come, the zephis that will come off, doesn't become part of the kli cheres. That's one lashon. The Rav has an arichus here. again, on the wool of a chavis, it's a steamer because you're not going to take it off. So even though it's from a foreign substance, it's a band-aid that becomes part of the kli. It's only when it's going to come off, it's tenuous. So the pulling it off is shvach. If it's miminoi, nu. If it's shaloi miminoi, then it's not part of the kli. Another pshat is similar, is to say that if it's shaloi miminoi, its hold will be weaker. It's a foreign substance. So memela, the coming off is more natural, and that's mafkir the shem kli. It's going to come off. It's easier to come off. This is the Pashto way to explain shitzur b'kiva that's mechalik between the two. You look at the chidush ha'grach ha'lashas that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, and he says something else. He says that if you have a mashpech that's made of eitz, the zephes, which is also mimin ha'eitz, can be considered part of the same kli. Mashenken, if it's a kli cheres, haloi, the kli cheres is dynamic in Kabbalah's tuma, is me'avir. It's a different type of Kabbalah's tuma than the chelik, which is zephis, which is mimin ha'eitz. So who says that the two of them are mitzarif to become one kli? Elamai, what do you want to tell me? It's talking about one kli. That means it's a whole discussion which we haven't gone into. When you have part of a kli that's a kli cheres and shalates, can they be mitzarif to become one kli? Pashas not. They function differently in terms of Kabbalah's tumah. So over here also. So what are you going to say? You're going to say, the zephis is not part of the kli, but the zephis does plug its soisim, the mashpech, that now the mashpech has the shem kli. It's a steamer. Well, according to what we explained before, that according to the Rash, Taisvis, zephis isn't a kli, then it's possible that you can't learn this way. Because then the reason why it becomes part of the kli eitz is not because zephis is part of it, because it's also eitz. It's not a chelik of the kli b'chlal. It's made of zephis. Zephis is not mekabel tumah. So you're going to have to say, even by kli eitz, that all it is just plugging the kli eitz. That can't be the chelik between the two. Mishnah's Tayus makes this cheshbon. That the Reb Chaim's vort could only be true according to the Rambam. It can't be true according to the Rash, the way we mentioned previously. There's one more nekuda over here to bring out. There's a beautiful yediyah in the Goinin El Yerabba. Says that Rabbi Yossi, who's mitar b'shneim lishitoso of the previous Mishnah, that something which is plugged by zephis, or not something that's plugged by zephis, a kli zephis, is not makabel tumah. And we explain then, the way we read the Mishnah, according to the first pshat of the Rav, which is the shita of the Rambam, is that a kli of zephis is like a cup that'll platz if it's used with hot. It could only be used with cold. That doesn't have a shem kli. If that's true, then the zephis over here, which is closing the mashbek, also if you pour in hot liquid, it's going to melt. So mela, it doesn't have a shem kli. So the Rishash and the Or Gadol over here and the Pirushim Rishnayos are matmi on this vort. Because the vort that we had before by kli zephis, we explained barichus, that the only true and the whole kli is made out of zephis. Mashen came by a chovis, which is nikvo b'zephis. The zephis plugged the hole, despite the fact that if you would fill up the chovis with hot, it would melt the zephis. It still retains its shem kli because it's only a plug. It's not the whole kli. The mashbech also. The mashbech is not the whole kli. The mashbech is a mashbech. It has the plug. So why would it not be mekabel tumah according to Rabbi Yossi? Because it doesn't stem with what we said before. So what you're going to have to say is that a mashbech, it's a funnel, doesn't have a base kibbul. The whole shem kli is only ayideh the fact that the bottom is plugged. So that's going to melt under pressure of heat. That's not considered a kli. Whereas a chovis, the shem kli is there. It has a hole. You plug the hole. Despite the fact that the heat will melt it, that's not a problem. It still retains a shem kli. It's not mevatel the shem kli. It's worth pointing out that the Rambam holds like Rabbi Kiva that by a mashbech shel eitz, the steamer does help. That means we see the mashbech as enough of a kli, even though it'll melt under the heat, and that's considered that it retains its shem kli. Mashenken by kli zephis, where the whole kli is made out of something that's going to melt under hot water, that array is not a shem kli. So you have to be mechalik between the two. It's chilik pasha what the chilik is. A cup that's going to melt under hot water, there's nothing to it under heat. That's called a kli. A mashbech is a functioning kli. It's missing a tnai of the kli called the base kibbul. The plugging al yidei zefes could provide that base kibble to retain its status as a kli. It really does have a status of a kli. The fact that the base kibble is provided al yidei the zefes, and the zefes is going to plots under that water, no, that doesn't bother us. That seems to be the psak of the Rambam.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.